The following presentation is a Barrett Sports Media production. In the sports media business, change is inevitable.
Tony Romo could become the first $10 million a year TV analyst.
Disney has named James Pitaro as the president of the worldwide leader.
Fox has signed a deal with the NFL to broadcast Thursday Night Football.
But not every move makes national headlines.
This news came out of left field, I think, for everybody.
I was shocked.
Keeping you updated on the news you might have missed. Here's Brandon Contis with the Under the Radar podcast.
All righty, welcome to Barrett Sports Media's Under the Radar podcast with Brandon Contis, where we catch you up on recent industry news that may have been missed, but certainly deserves some attention, and we'll do it each week in 10 minutes or less. This is Season 1, Episode 4 of the Under the Radar podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Contis, Barrett Sports Media's lead reporter for sports radio and television news, writing daily news articles for the platform with some feature stories mixed in. And while we do a great job at BSM of cranking out daily content to keep everybody up to date on changes and news within the industry, there's still plenty that gets missed. And I'll be honest, I'm going to try to run through this one extra quick, not for lack of news or content, but because I'm sitting in my hotel room on vacation in Malta right now, and while there's totally part of my radio heart that's, wow, this is so cool in Malta, recording a sports radio podcast, check me. There's another part of me that sees my wife standing there ready to go to the beach as I'm trying to figure out who the latest update anchor on ESPN Ithaca is, so let's go. Less than 10 minutes right now. All right, and we have a lot of great info in here this week that includes writing news, digital platform launches, new radio shows, new podcasts, and of course, plenty more. Batting leadoff, let's start with some baseball news in honor of the playoffs as the Colorado Rockies and AT&T Sportsnet announced a multi-year contract extension. The partnership will see AT&T Sportsnet carry at least 150 games each season, and under the new agreement, the Rockies' team of broadcasters will remain intact. The deal comes at the same time as an ongoing dispute between Altitude Sports and local cable providers, keeping the Avalanche and Nuggets off many homes in the region as the NHL season begins and the NBA season nears. Keeping with baseball, the Houston Astros announced an extended contract for their team of broadcasters on AT&T Sportsnet, which features play-by-play voice Todd Callis and analyst Jeff Blum. Their new deal runs through the 2021 season. Blum, who played 5 years with the Astros, joined their telecast in 2013, and Callis was added in 2017 after a long tenure with the Tampa Bay Rays. Also in Texas, congratulations to Angel Madison Franco, the sports writer and editor, just graduated from Texas A&M this year. Already having experience with USA Today, the Philadelphia Inquirer, and other outlets, she landed a position with the Dallas Morning News in a bilingual sports writing role. We have a lot of great sports writer and reporter news this week as Kelsey Russo announced she's with The Athletic full-time, working on the Cleveland Cavaliers beat. Russo joined The Athletic at the beginning of this year as a freelance writer after a tenure in Atlanta on the University of Georgia beat, where she also contributed to other local sports teams, including the Hawks and Braves. And you don't usually have to look too far to find sports betting news in the industry. Dan Kilbridge announced he left Golf Week after 3 years as a digital producer to join Gambling.com as a journalist, where he'll cover a variety of topics, having already offered insight on NFL odds, college football, even impeachment odds for President Donald Trump, because people will bet on anything and everything. Kilbridge also contributes to Bookies.com. And how about Arash Markazi, who partnered with Jim Hill on CBS LA for a new show called Sunday Column? Markazi, a fantastic sports writer who joined the LA Times earlier this year, he said the show will air after the late NFL games, which usually ends around 4:30. Gotta love the NFL schedule on the West Coast. If you don't know Markazi's work in LA, he also spent nearly a decade at ESPN and worked with Sports Illustrated before that. Congratulations to another former SI writer, Emily Caron, who left the company after just over a year. She announced she joined CBS Sports at the start of this month as a college sports writer, contributing to both NCAA football and basketball coverage. Keeping with CBS, congratulations to Ashley Holder, who announced she joined CBS Sports Network as a sideline reporter. Holder previously worked as a sports anchor in Charlotte, where she also covered the Hornets on a daily basis. Holder jumped right in at CBS Sports with her first game working at the network taking place this past Saturday. One thing that definitely flew under the radar last week was Chuck Friedman's cell phone. The co-host of Chuck and Winkler on 105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee had his car break down early Monday morning, stuck on the highway, still dark with heavy fog and cars buzzing by, but he wasn't going to let that stop him from talking about the Brewers. Once Friedman got a tow and made it to the dealership, he did 2 hours on his cell phone from the waiting room, and it sounded incredible. I've never witnessed a cell phone work that well.
Are you, like, in the waiting room at a car dealership?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Is anyone else in there?
Just a couple of ladies rolled in. I think that we'll see how long this lasts where I can do it from here. I may have to step outside if I get too loud.
Is there a TV showing Judge Judy? because every time I go to a car dealership, there's always a TV on showing a judge show of some kind.
No, it's good. It's one of the national TV shows.
I think Chuck and Winkler have one of the better morning shows in sports radio. Another great morning duo. Kirk and Callahan reunited for a day last Friday. Jerry Callahan joined the Kirk Minahan Show Barstool podcast for one full episode, and their absolutely insane and loyal fan base is already clamoring on social media for them to do something on a more permanent basis. Congratulations to Orlando Williams, who was missed by Portland Trail Blazers fans on their TV broadcast last year. Williams announced he'll be returning to the Rip City broadcasting crew as an analyst for all their road games this season. If you kept up to date on BSM during the week, you saw news of Locked On Sports rolling out a full slate of NHL-centric podcasts. We mentioned a couple of those in the article, but one that was not mentioned, Nikki Giordano, who hosts Pucker Up Sports and is a noted hockey fiend. She joined Locked On Sports with the Daily Washington Capitals podcast, so congratulations to her on that. Also with Locked On Sports, they cover all sports with daily local pods, not just hockey, and Colby Powell recently announced he joined the platform with the Daily Oklahoma State podcast called Locked On Pokes. More hockey news, cool stuff from Catherine Bogart, who joined the New Jersey Devils for the start of the NHL season. Among Bogart's past hockey gigs includes working as a rinkside reporter for Boston University. Now she joins the Devils digital team as a community reporter, focusing on player personality-driven features and all the great work they do for their community. I love food. I've said many times my three favorite things, and we're just talking hobbies and interests, but my three favorites are Radio 1, Food 2, and Sports 3. So when food meets sports on a radio show, I'm all in. And 610 Sports recently launched this football and barbecue podcast with Jay Binkley, perfect for Kansas City. In each episode, Jay will sit down with a former Kansas City Chiefs player to chat about their playing days while enjoying barbecue. And there's always so many beer and football podcasts, beer and sports radio shows. Beer has been used so many times, it's almost become generic. So I love the added creativity and going with barbecue for this podcast by Jay. Hey, you know what else goes really well with sports radio? Beer. A couple weeks ago, I mentioned KFAN in Minnesota has their own beer. Still haven't gotten a sample, but now WDAE's afternoon show announced the Goon Squad IPA, dubbed after the Pat and Aaron show and their listeners. The new beer was made by Brewhub in Tampa, Florida. Some producer news as Sharif Ali announced he's leaving Fox Sports after a few years with the company, working on The Herd and other shows. Ali is moving back to the East Coast to join DAZN, which is a great fit because, as he said in the announcement, boxing is his first love. How about Jake Brown with some great news? A noted industry grinder locked up a rare 9-to-5er with the New York Post. Brown announced he joined the company as their sports podcast producer, and they'll be rolling out a fleet of pods in the coming week. Pretty cool, not only for Jake, but for the Post as well, as they work to grow their digital following. Also in New York, we go to WFAN, where Chris McMonagle recently started hosting overnights every Saturday. McMonagle is the longtime board op for industry icon Mike Francesa.
All right, McGonagall's a host now. Another one of my proteges, okay?
McMonagle also works in the same role for Maggie and Bart, and you can hear him contribute to both shows, especially Maggie and Bart, with some regularity. You can also now hear him late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, every weekend from 1 to 6 a.m. And the closer, this actually happened a couple weeks ago, but if you weren't watching First Take, you might have missed it. Stephen A. Smith, the sports media superstar and Winston-Salem State University alum, broadcasted ESPN's First Take from his alma mater last week. During the show, WSSU surprised Smith by announcing the Stephen A. Smith Athletic Scholarship Fund in his honor, which was a very cool gesture. Smith was surprised and humbled by the announcement, telling the Winston-Salem Journal it means the world to him, and adding that he's incredibly humbled and had no idea the chancellor was there, so for them to do that is something he never thought would be possible. All right, and that's going to just about do it for this week's pod. Thanks for listening to episode 4 of Barrett Sports Media's Under the Radar podcast from across the world in Malta. I'm Brandon Contis. Comments and feedback are always welcome at brandon.contis@gmail.com. As always, keep up to date with industry news at barrettsportsmedia.com. We'll have some great feature stories dropping this week, and we'll chat next week. Be good.
Thank you for listening to the Under the Radar podcast. To pass along news, tips, and inside information, follow Brandon on Twitter at Brandon Contis. And for the latest sports media news, visit our website, BarrettSportsMedia.com.